Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Another transmission against tyranny as we attempt to unlock the minds and awaken the people of the United States and the planet to the dark architects, the social engineers, the criminal technocrats that control the scientific dictatorship, the Pentagon-designed control grid that is rapidly expanding across the free world. As we are assailed with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on a daily basis, as the television dumbs us down, as the culture degenerates and rapidly falls apart, as the prisons sprout up like mushrooms after a spring rain, as the families unravel and disintegrate, we are here attempting to wake the population of the planet up. Former U.S. ambassador and, of course, best-selling author, university professor, Peter Dale Scott will be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. Then Daniel Estulin joins us in the middle of the second hour with new info on the New World Order and their latest operations after Davos and, of course, Bilderberg. It is the 21st day of February 2008. Indonesia accuses U.S. in bird flu plot. This is out of the Sydney Morning Herald. Paul Watson has done a more detailed report that's up on prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. We'll be going over that. Why do we have Peter Dale Scott coming on? He is quoted in an excellent article in the San Francisco Chronicle that is taken directly from this radio show, directly from articles Paul Watson and I and others have written, where we chronologically have laid out how they're openly easing us into martial law. Now, I would imagine that these guys probably don't even know who I am that did this paper. But if you just look at it, you will come to the exact same results. None of it is even secret. The government publicly says they're preparing to put you in camps. They publicly say they're preparing to take your children. They publicly say they're preparing to forcibly inject you. They publicly say they can execute you if they want to, even if you're a U.S. citizen, no judge, no jury, no trial. They have been setting this up for decades. It's bipartisan. And the San Francisco Chronicle has come right out and admitted it. Right out with a huge story called Rule by Fear or Rule by Law. So we're going to be breaking this down in the first hour today. And guess what the FEMA camp program, quote, to round up American citizens is called? Endgame. Operation Endgame. And, of course, we talk about that in the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is their endgame. They intend to do it. This is the entire Pentagon goal. This is everything Northcom does. They work for the private banks that own them. This everything they do is about deceit and lies and sterilization and poisoning and evil. But it's compartmentalized. Even captains and colonels and generals are compartmentalized and not see the full picture. But at Northcom, there in Colorado Springs and in other areas, they know exactly what they're doing. They are wicked, America-hating traitors of the highest caliber. They are enemies of the Republic. They have systematically sought to legitimize torture, secret arrest, tasering, sound wave, microwave guns to be used on us. They've called for it. The military has been infiltrating police for 20 years. There's a huge black op going on nationwide, worldwide, to take over our cities and counties. They ship in the narcotics. They do it all. It's all Pentagon programs to put AIDS virus in the hepatitis shots. It's all run by these boys. Our military has been taken over by the technocrats. It is a... people make fun of the military and say, oh, military intelligence, an oxymoron. They are total precision. They're not idiots. They got big brains.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Government loves that image that they cultivate of the welfare line, the Social Security line, ineptness. But that's like flypaper or spider paper you put out to catch the little insects in. That's to slow us down as we spend all our time in red tape and bureaucracy and doing our taxes, and they can selectively enforce, and there's no tax form that they can't find criminality in to selectively send you to prison whenever they want. Forbes magazine, Money magazine, one hired 20 CPAs, another hired 50. They got 50 and 20 different answers from each different CPA with the same tax documents, with the same receipts. But at the top, it's run by men and women that developed cruise missiles that can shoot through a window 30 years ago. Missiles that can be fired from the deck of a ship and blow a satellite to pieces, or fire a particle beam through special mirrors in space that bounce it to within a few inches of its target, thousands of miles away, incinerating it. These are the individuals that designed the internet. These are the individuals that designed it all. The flicker rate of the television was Pentagon designed. Everything, every major university serves them, compartmentalized, gives them the pieces they need, never even knowing what they're working on, to be assembled by even bigger brains. I mean, literally, every one of the greatest minds, mathematicians, idiot savants, top PR experts, the top psychologists, top psychiatrists. They all work for them. They've got them all. 90-plus percent of science research in the universities is now DARPA-controlled. And it's all how to sterilize you. It's all how to poison you. It's all how to do it incrementally so you don't notice. And then to, through the American Medical Association, compartmentalize it so they don't even know what's happening, so that they misidentify symptoms at the ground level, where the doctors are little more than technicians that follow their handbooks and have no earthly conception of what's happening. This is the elite on just incredible power trips, playing God with genetic engineering, weapons development, you name it. And so I got up this morning. Actually, I found it last night, but I got up this morning and did some more research on this subject. You know, I'm kind of like the crazy uncle you keep in the basement or the attic in talk radio and in the, quote, patriot movement. Oh, I'm that weirdo that 12 years ago read FEMA documents on air about the concentration camps. I'm that weirdo that went to urban warfare drills and videotaped the troops training to take our guns here in the U.S. People couldn't deal with it then. But now it's all public. And so we are seeing more and more reports, more and more discussions about it. But the spin we're getting from Bob Woodward and the spin we're getting from Naomi Wolf and the spin we're getting from the San Francisco Chronicle is that it's Bush. Bush is a mentally unstable person who they chose because they could control him and then dump everything they did in their last 8 years of their agenda on him. And then they move it over to a Hillary or a Barack Obama. And then they move on. And then by the time you figure out that they're corrupt, doesn't matter, they give you a new patsy, a new shill. So that you never notice that they're just puppets and that it's the technocrats, the technocracy, that is pulling the strings and orchestrating this like a orchestrator, conductor. And we see this happening. Here's the San Francisco Chronicle today. I'm just going to read this, and then I'll comment as I go. Rule by fear or rule by law? San Francisco Chronicle. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is in the highest degrees odious and is the foundation of all totalitarian governments, whether Nazi or communist. Winston Churchill, November 21st, 1943. The attack of habeas corpus is the root, I would add. Since 9/11, and seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law, arrest a wide swath of dissidents, citizens and non-citizens alike, and detain people without legal or constitutional recourse in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants into the United States. They do that because they think that's popular. Or to support the rapid development of new programs. Beginning in 1999, the government has entered into a series of single bid, no bid contracts with Halliburton, subsidiary Kellogg, Brown & Root, KBR, to build detention camps in undisclosed locations within the United States. The government has also contracted with several companies to build thousands of rail cars, some reportedly equipped with shackles, ostensibly to transport detainees. This is the San Francisco Chronicle saying this. According to diplomat and author Peter Dale Scott, KBR contract is part of a Homeland Security plan titled Endgame. Well, that's public. We covered that 4 years ago. Which sets as its goal the removal of all removable aliens and potential terrorists. Fraudbusters such as Representative Henry Waxman of Los Angeles have complained about these contracts, saying that more taxpayer dollars should not go to taxpayer gouging Halliburton, but the real question is, what kind of new programs require the Constitution and the construction and refurbishment of detention facilities in nearly every state of the Union with the capacity to hold perhaps millions of people? Well, just one contract says 3 million. 3 1-million man camps. And again, we've been. You read this article, it sounds bad. It's not 1/100th of it. And it didn't start in 99, by the way. Section 1042 of the 2007 National Defense Authorization Act, use of armed forces in major public emergencies, gives the executive the power to invoke martial law. It actually says it for the first time in more than a century. The president is now authorized to use the military in response to a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, a terrorist attack, or any other condition in which the president determines the domestic violence has occurred to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order. And it goes on to talk about insurrection, rebellion in there. See, it's worse than what this says. The Military Commissions Act of 2006, rammed through Congress just before the 2006 midterm elections, allows for the indefinite imprisonment of anyone who donates money to a charity that turns up on a list of terrorist organizations even retroactively or who speaks out against the government's policies. The law calls for secret trials of citizens and non-citizens alike. Also in 2007, the White House quietly issued National Security Presidential Directive 51, NSPD 51, to ensure continuity of government in the event of what the document vaguely calls a catastrophic emergency should the president determine that such an emergency has occurred. He and he alone is empowered to do whatever he deems necessary to ensure continuity of government. This could include everything from canceling elections to suspending the Constitution to launching a nuclear attack. Congress has yet to hold a single hearing on NSPD 51. It's much worse than that again. The entire Homeland Security Committee has asked to see the full text of this secret document, and Congress was told Bush is now above Congress. You're not allowed to see it. See our article written over a year ago titled, Martial Law Plan is So Bad Not Even Congress Can See It. Now, by the way, that's criminal. The president just can't tell Congress and the Homeland Security Committee, who are even, quote, certified with the highest security clearances, oh, sorry, you can't see this plan. Well, we reverse engineered it, and we know what it is. They have to train the troops, and we've gone out and shown you how they're being trained. They're being trained to line you up and blow your heads off. They're being trained to forcibly inject you and take your guns, okay? And now they admit they've hired 26,000 preachers to run around the streets telling you to submit when they do this. See, it's much worse than what they say. Continues, U.S. Representative Jane Harman has come up with a new way to expand the domestic war on terror. Her Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, H.R. 1955, which passed the House by a lopsided vote of 404-6, would set up a commission to examine and report on the facts and causes of so-called violent radicalism and extremism ideology, then make legislative recommendations on combating it, restricting free speech. According to commentary in the Baltimore Sun, Representative Harman and her colleagues from both sides of the aisle believe the country faces a native brand of terrorism, and that's what Chertoff is saying, a new threat. Everything shifting over, quote, to blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. Totally imaginary, but i.e. the general public. And needs a commission with sweeping investigative power to combat it. A clue as to where Harman's commission might be aiming is the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, a law that labels those who engage in sit-in, civil disobedience, trespass, or any other crime in the name of animal rights as terrorists. Other groups in the crosshairs could be anti-abortion protesters, anti-tax agitators, immigration activists, environmentalists, peace demonstrators, Second Amendment rights supporters. The list goes on and on. According to author Naomi Wolf, the National Counterterrorism Center holds the names of roughly 775,000 terrorist suspects. And their own training manuals say gun owners, land rights activists, you, me. And the number of people on the terror list increases by 20,000 per month. And under the new system, you won't be able to buy or sell because you're going to have to swipe your card again. What could the government be contemplating that leads it to make contingency plans for detaining without resources millions of its own citizens? The Constitution does not allow the executive to have unchecked power under any circumstances. The power must not allow the president. The people must not allow the president to use the war on terrorism to rule by fear instead of by law. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, starting to figure out what's happening. All I told you is the truth. That's all I told you. Okay?
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All right, we're back live. Professor Peter Dale Scott's joining us to talk about Operation Endgame. They are radically expanding it. Everything they're doing is about clamping martial law down. They'll probably do it under Hillary or Obama. The Democrats will suddenly love it, worship it. They're suddenly not going to dislike it. They're coming for us. They've overthrown hundreds of third world countries. They want to do it here, but they're taking their time bringing down the U.S. What do you do in your own military goes bad? What do you do when your own government goes bad? That is coming up. San Francisco Chronicle writing an article that sounds like I wrote it. You see, people are tuning into the reality now. They're finding out. We're becoming passe here. Gold has hit its all-time high of $953 and climbing, $953 an ounce. Ted Anderson has gold in stock at the price it was last week at $920. Ladies and gentlemen, he has got it at $30 below. So, again, you know, at the price he set it at, this is set at the price that it was a week ago at $920. And he is going to run out of these coins. Ted, how many of the British sovereigns, how many of the francs out of Europe, out of France and Belgium and other places, those quarter ounces, wonderful coins, how many of those do you have right now at the original price as gold hits its all-time high?
Well, I secured a deal. The British sovereigns, about 250 coins. The francs, I think I had less than that, about 100, 150. The silver, I mean, those silver coins at $19 per face. Well, what's gold, silver right now is over $18 now. It's $18.05. So that's now less than a buck over the spot.
Which yeah, excuse us. Ted has to make $1 an ounce on that, literally just to pay the people to take the phone calls and ship it out to you. He's doing this to introduce you to it. You cannot find better deals. Ted, tell him about the offering.
Well, that's right now, currently, we have the British sovereign coin. It's at $254. You can do the math. It's a quarter-ounce gold piece. We have the franc coin, which is a one-fifth-ounce gold coin, also a very good buy, $202. And then the silver right now is at $19 per face. I know it's kind of confusing, but 4 quarters and 10 dimes equal the same amount of silver. So if you do the math, $1 per face at $19, I'd suggest that people pick it up at $100 face quantities. Right now, I mean, the handwriting is on the wall. We talked about this yesterday, Alex. The gold and silver game is not over. The gold should be up in the $2,000 range. Silver should be up closer to $50. Could be closer to $100 if you do the inflation thing against $50 in 1980. Gold could or silver could easily be $100 an ounce. And this thing's climbing. The dollar's falling. We all know what's going on. Look at the news that you're giving us about our government and our own military. I mean, my God, we do have to prepare. We have to have things that are going to be valuable. That's outside of the realm of what the government can control. And this is a commodity that people have to dig it out of the ground. It takes labor. It's been money for over 6,000 years. The United States hasn't even been around that long. It outlasted the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. It's going to outlast the rise and the fall of the United States Empire as well. And if you, I mean, right now, I talk to people. What should I do with my IRA? What should I do with my money in the stock market? What should I do with all this real estate that I have? This thing, the whole house of cards is falling apart right now, Alex. This is it. The handwriting is on the wall.
It's going to be bad. The question is how bad. That's what all the economic experts, the top names we bring you here, say. I believe in this. This is a great deal. Ted, tell them about the gold coins you're offering.
Well, right now it's the British sovereign. They're at $254 per coin, and I also have the French franc at $202. I have some of the old $5 gold pieces that are still around at $340. Alex, you can't find a better time to be buying this stuff. I mean, you can turn back the clock 6 years and you could almost triple your money.
Well, all of those are great deal, but the silver and the French francs, those are just absolute barn burners. Here's the number, 1-800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight if you're hearing a rebroadcast on stations around the country. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And that's the Alex Jones special. If you call in and don't say it's an Alex Jones, Ted Anderson special, it's going to be at the increased price today.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay more. And you know, just say you heard it on Alex, and we'll give you the discount.
How long can you hold at this if it's gone up $30 an ounce today?
Well, I'll make the commitment that I'll hold it all throughout today, and if the prices hold, I'll do it tomorrow as well.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. This is a no-brainer, Ted. People should have moved earlier, but if they think gold's hit its high, all the smart money's on it just going crazy.
Yeah, that's for sure, Alex. It's going to go higher. There's no question about it.
And again, it's not that gold's really going up in price. It's that America is going in the toilet. The martial law mavens have set it all up. This is just a stopgap emergency measure, 800-686-2237. We'll be back with Operation Endgame.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gentlemen, professor, author, diplomat, Peter Dale Scott is our guest, and he is quoted in the San Francisco Chronicle article, Rule by Fear or Rule by Law, and you would think that he had written this article, you would think that I had written it. We're all separate investigators. We're separate from each other. I discovered all this back in the mid-1990s, I went to urban warfare drills. I witnessed troops training to take our guns, training to put us in camps. I made Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement. People saw the Marines in Maryland and California training to break up our families, and they thought I'd hired aircraft carriers, the Coronado. They thought I'd hired helicopters, thousands of troops. My director friend, Rick Linkletter, who saw Police State 2000, I told him about how people thought it was fake Marines, and he laughed and said, you know, that would cost $50 million for me, even if I could get the military to, you know, help me make something fictitious. I had documents in the film, but people couldn't believe it in the late 1990s. There is secret black op operations going on everywhere. Since the late 80s, they've had military secretly working with police in gun and drug raids. This is now all coming public. This is a long strategic plan. The greatest threat to a free society has always been its military. Or even if it's a dictatorial society like Rome in its decline, where one month to the next you'd have a new emperor who was normally the last head of the Praetorian Guard. And they have built the FEMA camps. It didn't start under Bush. It has radically accelerated, and he has in PDD 51 declared that he is a dictator. The Supreme Court this week said he is above the law, agreed with the Alberto Gonzalez doctrine that the Fuhrer precept. Everyone who looks at this, whether it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or Peter Dale Scott or Naomi Wolf or one of the guys that brought out the whole Nixon situation, Bob Woodward has written about this, given speeches a year ago saying he's worried about martial law. Willie Nelson came on in the last 2 weeks twice and said he's worried. Anybody who's paying attention knows that a Pentagon-designed grid to scan our license plates, to read our faces, has been put in for at least 10 years, nationalization of the ID cards. And my concern is this is just going to continue on into a Democrat administration. This is bigger than just Bush. This is a large move by the corporate elite to bring in a police state, to steal your assets, to shift over into a prison grid. But somebody who's been talking about this for 30, 40 years is Peter Dale Scott. And so that's why we have him here today. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to join you, and I'm glad you brought up the question of martial law, because I think that's the biggest issue here. The building of these detention camps is a matter of concern, but martial law is the big picture. And you're right, this goes way back behind the current Bush administration. In fact, one of the little noticed things about James McCord, who was one of the Watergate burglars, was that he was working then for the Office of Emergency Management, and he was working on plans to build detention camps to detain American civilians. And these plans are at least 30 years old. They get bigger and bigger as time goes on. And the movements just in the last 6 years since 9/11, and this, by the way, all has to do with 9/11, the steps that have been taken since then to move towards martial law are very striking. They're so public that people don't notice them. But we used to have, of course, the Posse Comitatus Act, which said that the military would not be used in a normal way in law enforcement in this country, and those acts of that act is being effectively superseded, and they wanted to use the military. I think actually to some extent they did use the military at Katrina. They brought in the military again when we had forest fires here in California last year.
And that was a laboratory test in Katrina. They wouldn't bring food, they would just come confiscate the guns.
And not only that, they sent in Blackwater. They sent in private security people who had the power to shoot and kill down in New Orleans. And there are plans to make that sort of thing permanent as well.
I want to break down how it developed 30-plus years ago in an embryonic phase. I've even seen photos and documents and news articles about drills to take over towns for domestic control under Eisenhower. And it's just expanded since then. But you said the key point there, and I was making that before you came on. This no longer is just in declassified documents. This is now public. And most chilling of all, we know about the billions spent for fake reporters and agents of influence and fake newscasts. But something that was overlooked was $400,000+ paid to Tommy Franks 3 years ago when he, quote, retired, to go around on Fox and CNN and to give interviews saying, gee, I'm sad it's going to happen, but it's the only thing that will keep us safe. One more attack and we're going to go to military rule and martial law. And then it came out that he was being paid by the White House to go carry that message. It's the fact that they're trying to introduce the idea and desensitize us means they may be considering doing it.
Well, it's true. You have people who are put in this area to plan this sort of thing, and the longer they plan, the bigger their ideas get. But if I could break it down historically, what happened in the Eisenhower era was at the height of the Cold War, people, I knew some of these people in government, they were very genuinely frightened of a nuclear attack, and there had to be planning, or what are you going to do with a nuclear attack? That doesn't shock me so much. The second stage, this would involve James McCord at the time of Watergate, they were very frightened of insurrection in the American cities because to some extent we were getting it then. We did have, you know, riots that lasted for days and people were killed. There were millions of dollars of property damage. What is the third stage and alarms me the most is what's happened since about, I think it's 1981. FEMA, by the way, Federal Emergency Management Agency, has been the infrastructure for all this planning. It was only created in 1979, replacing earlier organizations. And certainly from the beginning of the Reagan era, it's been involved in planning for emergency situations when really it's not clear what was the emergency. We were no longer frightened of nuclear attack. And by the way, that's no longer even the aim of this planning. They've taken that out of the planning. They're no longer frightened of massive insurgencies the way they had. I think they are very worried about dissent. And particularly now with the rise of the Internet, they are actually, they've had a war game in order to figure out how to control the Internet. And so it's the gratuitous nature of this planning. They have what is a list of people who could be rounded up, 775,000 people, something like that. That's you and me, Alex. We're on that list, I'm sure.
Oh, guaranteed. In fact, we've gotten FBI training documents. We've got it all. It's gun owners, pro-life demonstrators, animal rights people, land rights, environmentalists. I mean, it's basically everybody. And we see the Pentagon in Houston and New York and other places using regular army to go infiltrate peace groups. This is going on everywhere. Then we find that they're actually provocateuring groups, have police hired to provocateurs, start fights. They're also trying to radicalize to have the excuse to use all of this. And so that's the key here, is we've seen this grow, but I would have to say it's thousands of times what it was 30 years ago, and now most of the new big scholarships from the federal government are for Homeland Security, spying, data mining. I now see them, Professor Scott, shifting the infrastructure of the military-industrial complex into a stance that is mainly looking into controlling the United States, and they openly call us a containment or war zone under under NORTHCOM.
Yes, they created a military district in 2002 called NORTHCOM. That was the key step in overriding the Posse Comitatus Act. America is now treated as a zone for military activity the way that SOUTHCOM treats Latin America and CENTCOM treats Asia. So, by the way, some of the people who have been planning this, too, is planning that goes back to the 1980s. I think it's worth pointing out that when President Reagan, with an executive order, he set up people to plan this, he brought in people from outside the government, and one of them was Donald Rumsfeld. And another of the planners in the 1980s was Dick Cheney. He was a congressman from Wyoming. He had no other responsibilities at that time. And those two men have been on the planning continuously since the 1980s, including under Clinton, when at that point neither of them were in the government. Each of them was the CEO of a big corporation. So there has been, and then what they were finally able to implement, this was called continuity of government planning, and this continuity of government planning, COG we call it, it envisaged martial law, it envisaged massive warrantless detentions, it envisaged warrantless surveillance, all the things that we now have. And COG, I hope everyone listening to this knows this, COG was actually implemented on September the 11th, 2001. And nobody yet has been able to find out what exactly that meant.
Yeah, let's be clear. Congress last year tried to see PDD 51, not just the White House release, the front page, but the actual planning, you know, the full...
The annexes. There were classified annexes that it admitted.
And exactly. And first... Yeah, exactly. First, one member wanted to see it, then the chairman wanted to see it. And Bush said to Congress, even though they have the highest security clearances, you can't see it. But on its face, it says Bush is above the government. Then we have, so really, they're trying to legitimize and just in plain view, Professor, phase in open martial law. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, and I want to take it, a bit further. PDD 51 it explicitly was about continuity of government planning. Well, the books that have been written about continuity of government planning, there are two good ones, one by James Mann, The Rise of the Vulcans, and another one by James Bamford, Pretext for War. And both of them quote how these planners, they were planning the role of Congress in an emergency, and they decided that Congress wasn't important. So you have documents here which are... providing, in effect, for suspension of the Constitution, for the suspension of the activities of Congress, and when Congress wants to see what those documents are, they're told they can't see them.
Now, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. I hope listeners, police officers, everybody, you're listening to Magnitude. The president has these war planners, these private corporate people that came in. We had the National Security Act, 1947. The shadow government begins. Then by the 80s... these top corporate legates or super gophers step in through the power of that shadow government. They only amass more power. Now they're old. Now they want to see all this happen. And to be clear, this is now in slow motion, in kind of a slow motion red dawn, you know, to use that term of an invasion, are flicking the switches on, activating it, then having their PR mechanisms explain it all away. I mean, this the magnitude of Congress being told you don't run anything because some private planners say we do. Then you have the no-bid contracts, the torture, the corruption, the slave trafficking that Halliburton's been caught BBC doing. I mean, this is like something out of a nightmare. Professor Scott, it's one thing if they planned it. They're now implementing. What is the time frame? I mean, do you think they're going to go ahead and go for it all? Or I do see a massive resistance starting to form.
My own feeling, first of all, I'm not as panicked as some people are. I think they want to possess these powers. I don't know that they are tremendously interested in exercising them in a spectacular way. I think quite the contrary. I think they would like to maintain a kind of appearance of continuity and slip these things in one after another. But I think that the root issue at the bottom of it is they also have plans for hegemonic domination of the world, permanent troops in Iraq, and this goes to both parties.
And that's why they have to secure us as the Hessian slaves, the Hessian war slaves.
They know that democracy and empire are not really compatible. One of them has to prevail. If democracy prevails, we'll have less empire.
Well, that's what PNAC says, and also Bezygnyi Brzezinski's grand chessboard. He says, we're democratic. The people don't like war. If we don't have giant catalyzing terror attacks, it's not going to happen. Boy, that's pretty obvious.
Yes. But on the other hand, you know, I've seen, I just had a book come out where I write about all this called The Road to 9/11.
Wealth, Empire, and the Future of America, The Road to 9/11, yes.
Yes, and some of the reviews of it say, well, I'm worried about a military coup. That's not what I'm worried about. A military coup would be like a public demonstration. Look, folks, the year of the American Constitution is over. We've replaced it with something else. That's not what they want to do. They want people to go on thinking that they still live under the Constitution at a time when they have managed to override the Constitution.
No, that's it. That's exactly. But I see that as even a greater danger, this creeping death, as they corporatize, privatize, transfer everything over, get rid of the Bill of Rights piecemeal, then they could clamp down overnight and people wouldn't even notice.
Yes, well, this is why this current issue, I'm shocked that this all, what you brought up about how the Homeland Security Committee, it's the House Committee, was not able, they asked to see the documents, they demanded to see the documents, and they were told that they didn't have the authorization to see the documents. Now, that is a contest between the powers conferred by the Constitution versus the powers that are being conferred by these secret planners, some of whom weren't even in the government. And the mainstream press ought to have made a huge issue of this. Congressman DeFazio spoke about it in the House. He tried to make an issue of it. It's very depressing to me that that happened more than 6 months ago. And so far, there's no demand in the media for a resolution of this contest. There's no real demand in Congress.
Well, this is what happened with Julius Caesar. He just announced himself Caesar, and the Senate went along.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know their Roman history. They think that Caesar and Augustus closed down the Senate and all the Roman institutions. They didn't. The institutions kept on going. They just now had emperors. The word imperator really means general. They had generals who were running things, and the Senates could go on talking till they were blue in the face, just like our Senate, our Congress can worry about what kind of steroids Roger Clemens was taking. But the big issues are being ignored by
Peter Del Scott, stay there. The new book is The Road to 9/11. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
He's got a new book out. It's extremely powerful. The Road to 9/11, Wealth, Empire, and the Future of America. We're going to talk more about it for about 20 minutes into the next hour. Professor Peter Dale Scott, again, is our guest. And we'll put out some of his websites or contact points for you before he leaves us as well. We have links to those up on InfoWars.com right now. Professor, you know, I have a family. I have children. I see them militarizing the police, giving them the federal training, the tasers, the Pentagon-designed face-scanning cameras, this grid. The Pentagon brags that they want to, quote, use the same control grid that they have in Afghanistan and Iraq here. I mean, it's public. They have Army war planners come out and say that we don't work for the American people. Naval war planners at the War College saying we work for Madison Avenue. They want to be able to threaten the rest of the establishment with this power they have, obviously. But if they do stage another event or provocateur or allow a big terrorist attack to happen, they could go hot overnight. But either way, we're being eased into this. Any other observations or ways to fight this? I mean, I do think people are waking up. I just want it to stop. And on top of that, I see the Democrats getting into office. They're just going to continue with it.
I'm afraid that we're not going to end these problems by electing anybody who's got a chance of winning in 2008 is not going to make a big difference. That's right. I would say, what can we do? Well, there's what we can do right now, and then right after that, I want to discuss what we should do if there is another 9/11 type event, as there is a real risk that there may be. As for right now, I want to read what one of the COG planners said in the 1980s, about the 1980s, to James Mann. He said, one of the awkward questions we faced was whether to reconstitute Congress after a nuclear attack. It was decided that no, it would be easier to operate without them. Well, of course, it would be easier. That's the whole point of the Constitution, is to make it a little bit difficult for people in power to operate by whim. Now, you might say, well, that's not relevant because that was about what to do after a nuclear attack. But what happened in the 1980s was that they expanded the idea of continuity of government. That's their code word for it. I think really COG, in fact, stands for change of government. I mean, if you suspend the Constitution, then you push Congress off to one side.
Now they're saying it's about the economy, and that they're going to order the economy and, of course, give all the no-bid contracts to themselves. This is about a bunch of mobsters just sucking us dry.
It's now explicitly by an executive order, COG planning is in response to any emergency, and that's why we got it on September the 11th. That wasn't a nuclear attack, but we got COG because they've changed the target of COG to be any emergency, and that includes natural disasters. Now, what we should do right now is clear up this matter, which is more important, the powers of Congress under the Constitution, the ability to review plans, which here we are told by one of the planners include the suspension of Congress altogether.
It's an open statement, isn't it, that do we have a Congress, do we have a republic, or are we just a dictatorship of the elite?
Well, come down to the people who are watching this show. I think they should all be putting pressure on their congressmen, their senators, to say, resolve this issue. Does Congress have the right to see these COG plans? I think that is the most important constitutional issue facing the country at this moment. Now, of course, if we get another attack, and it's interesting, you know, all over the spectrum of American politics, the people who have studied this sort of thing are concerned about this.
Stay there, Professor. We've got a break. We'll be back in 70 seconds to talk about what if they stage another big event, and we all know it's staged. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.